我们真是感谢主给我们何等的恩典和福分。
We are thankful for the Lord's grace and blessings.
叫我们能够得见他的容面。
That we may see his glorious face.
我们能够得听他的慈声。
That we may hear his kind voice.
我们能够住在幔内。
That we may dwell within his veil.
我们享受主的同在。
To enjoy his presence.
我在开始教宗之前，真的是为了最近在我个人遇到的一些事情，特别感谢弟兄姊妹所有的关怀，所有的扶持。
Before this message, I'd like to give thanks to all the support and care for my encounterings these days.
当我的父亲他安息的在主的怀里面。
And when my father rested in the Lord,
我们心中其实也是一面不舍，也是充满了感谢。
And on one hand, we were not willing to let him go, but we are still very thankful.
从我十二岁得救，就为着他的得救来祷告。
And since I was saved at 12 years of age, I pray for his salvation.
感谢主，到他都九十多岁了，他真的蒙恩，也相信了耶稣基督。
I thank the Lord when he passed 90 years old, but he finally believed in the Lord Jesus.
他能够这么安详到主那里去。
And he rested in the Lord and he went to the Lord.
叫所有众人里面我们也得着安慰。
And so that all of our hearts were comforted by the salvation.
那最近又知道姨妈妈她的身体。
And also recently, my mother-in-law, 姨妈妈 also got sick.
那天她的儿女们、孩子们一起告诉她切片的结果。
And the children gathered around her that day to tell her the result of the biopsy.
那肝里面是癌症。
And there was cancer spread in the liver.
医生说也不用再去看他了。
And the doctor say you don't need to come see him anymore.
我们的老姊妹她告诉我们。
And but then our elderly sister has told us.
有主不要怕。
And since we have the Lord, we don't need to fear.
这最后一仗。
And this last battle,
我们真是祷告我们的主他来得着荣耀。
And we pray that our Lord may receive all the glory.
也很谢谢弟兄姊妹一路的扶持。
So therefore I give thanks to all of you for your support.
继续为着我们的老姊妹主的见证人我们一同来祷告。
We ask that everyone pray for his witness, our elderly sister.
我们早间在这里一同分享到神他所拣选他所预备的器皿就是保罗。
And here we want to look at how the Lord has chosen Paul as his vessel.
我们知道保罗他原本他是逼迫信奉这道，是走耶稣基督道路所有的神的儿女。当他在那里要侍奉，以为他在侍奉神，但他却在逼迫信奉这道的人。
And originally Paul thought he was serving God, but then he actually went against the way. Those people who believe in Jesus' way.
那些信奉这道的，他把他们捉拿下监。
And so he persecuted those who believed in the way and taken them to jail.
我们知道说，当斯提凡被这些犹太人用石头打死的时候。
So we know that when Stephen was stoned to death by the Jews,
众人将衣服放在这个少年人保罗的脚前。
And the Bible says that the people laid their garments at the feet of this young man Saul.
特别指出斯提凡的殉道，保罗他负一个最大的责任。
And especially pointed out that Saul was highly responsible for Stephen's death.
那我们读到《使徒行传》第九章。
So when we come to the book of Acts chapter 9,
他要往大马色去,
as he was on his way to Damascus,
他要逼迫这些信奉这道的人,
and he would persecute those who believed in the way.
那一天, 我们的主在大马色的路上向他显现,
and on that day, our Lord had appeared to him upon this way.
扫罗, 扫罗, 你为什么逼迫我?
And he cried, and the Lord said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
扫罗他非常的压抑。
And Saul was shocked.
他在那里问说你是谁?
And then he asked the Lord, who are you?
主告诉他说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Then the Lord replied that I am Jesus whom you persecuted.
那天主向他显现。
And so the Lord appeared to him on that day.
大光照在他的身上。
And a great light was shown upon him.
他外面的眼睛瞎了。
Though Saul's eyes were blinded immediately,
但是主要开他里面的眼睛。
But it was the purpose of the Lord to open his heart from within.
他怎么样逼迫信奉这道的人。
And how he used to persecute those who believe in the way.
他在那里就是逼迫了主。
Yet he was persecuting Jesus himself.
主向他显现，告诉他 主就是那位复活的耶稣。
And so the appearing of the Lord clearly tells him that he is Jesus whom he persecuted.
另外主要让他看见。
And also,
主耶稣他在复活的境界，他不单是在个人的基督，如今他是团体的基督。
That Christ in the glory is no longer just an individual Christ, but he is the corporate Christ.
我们看见整个教会的意象在这里向保罗开启。
So we know this is the vision of the church revealed to Saul on that day.
当我们读《使徒行传》第九章
，So when we come to Acts chapter 9,
我们特别强调，我们也知道这么重要，保罗他所遇见主这件事情。
So we emphasize upon how Saul had met the Lord.
到最后，他在亚基帕王面前为着主来做见证。
Then at the end, Paul could give the testimony before the King Agrippa.
他说，故事我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
And at the end of his time, and Paul could say that I have not went against I was not unfaithful to the heavenly callings.
那个异象一直抓住了他。
And because we know that Paul was laid hold by the vision of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们想到保罗的一生，
So when we look into Paul's life,
从使徒行传后面，他有三次旅行布道。
And then we know that from chapter 9 on, there were three missionary trips by Paul.
那最后一次，他从耶路撒冷一直到罗马去。
And the very last time he went from Jerusalem to Rome.
在那里为主做见证。
That he gave the testimony there.
最后他为主殉道。
And at the end he martyred in the name of the Lord.
那今天我们在第九章里面，我想和弟兄姊妹来交通，神他怎么样预备这个器皿。
But today we would like to emphasize on how the Lord prepared Paul in this chapter 9.
因为第九章有一段圣经里面大概差不多有十年的时间。
And because there is a passage in this chapter 9 actually span a period of 10 years.
在这十年的里面，我们看见神怎么样预备保罗。
So we see how within this 10 years the Lord has prepared Paul to be his vessel.
保罗预备好了，然后他才出去旅行布道。
So when Paul was prepared well, and then he could went on to this missionary trip.
我们先读一下使徒行传第九章。
So let's read the scriptures.
十七节到第二十节。
Chapter 9 verses 17 through 20.
使徒行传第九章十七到第二十节，请我们一起来读。
Together we read.
亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在保罗身上，说：“兄弟保罗，在你来的路上，向你显现的主就是耶稣，打发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。”保罗的眼睛上好像有灵，立刻掉下来。他就能看见，于是起来受了洗，吃过饭就健壮了。扫罗和大马色的门徒同住了些日子，就在各会堂里宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。所以我们看见从保罗遇见主。
So we see this when beginning from the time he met the Lord.
他等于是一个新的基督徒。
And he was a brand new Christian.
他是神所拣选的器皿。
But clearly we know God has chosen him.
所以神一路上怎么样来制作他。
And so God needed to work on him a little more.
怎么向他显现。
And how he appeared to Paul.
成全保罗成为他手中贵重的器皿。
In order to make him a noble vessel in the hand of God.
当保罗遇见了主，他的外面眼睛瞎了。
And so when Paul met Jesus and his outer eyes were blinded.
很特别，主没有打发彼得啊、约翰啊一些大的使徒来告诉保罗，或者是来把他的眼睛叫他能够看见。
We may find it strange that the Lord did not send the great apostles to open the eyes of Saul.
在这边讲到有一个人叫做亚拿尼亚。
But a little disciple called Ananias.
那亚拿尼亚在圣经以后好像也没有再提到他。
And the Bible did not mention him anymore after this event.
在之前也没有看见他有什么大的作为。
Neither did Ananias did anything recorded in the Bible before this.
打发一个小的弟兄。
But God chose Ananias to send him to Paul.
这个小的弟兄他代表元首，代表身体。
And this small vessel represented the whole body and the head.
所以这个小弟兄来按手在扫罗的身上。
It is by this brother, he laid hand on Saul.
兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主就是耶稣，打发我来。
So Ananias said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road by which you are coming has sent me.
叫你能够看见。
So that you may regain your sight.
又被圣灵充满。
And be filled with the Holy Spirit.
何等的奇妙，当亚拿尼亚按手在扫罗的身上。
What marvelous thing is when he lay hands on Saul,
真的他的眼睛开了。
And all of a sudden his eyes were opened.
从大马色的路上遇见的大光，他外面的眼睛瞎了。
And from the great light on the road to Damascus, his outer eyes were blinded.
现在他看见是一个小小的亚拿尼亚。
And to the time, his eyes were opened by this little brother Ananias.
这么荣耀的一位主。
And then he see this glorious Lord.
这位复活的耶稣。
This resurrected Jesus.
一下子显现在小小的亚拿尼亚的身上。
Was appeared through this little Ananias before him.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会的原则。
And this is the principles of the church.
现在每一个肢体彰显耶稣基督。
Now that each small members within his church is able to manifest Jesus.
这位荣耀的主现在在教会里面显现出来。
And this glorious Lord is using us to reveal himself.
我们看见保罗是刚刚蒙恩得救。
So we know that Paul at that time was newly saved.
但他做什么呢？在各会堂里宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。
But what did he do as a new believer? He was going through the synagogues to preach about Jesus as the Son of God.
这个人的改变实在太大了。
Oh, what marvelous change has gone through this man.
原本他一样在那里，都是在那里定罪耶稣基督的。
Originally, he was condemning Jesus and his disciples.
他是逼迫信奉这道的。
He persecuted those who believe in the way.
啊，现在他在各会堂里，在那里宣讲。
Now he went through the synagogues to preach about Jesus.
他认识耶稣是基督
because he knows Jesus is the Christ.
耶稣是神的儿子
and he is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，每一个蒙恩的儿女
and brothers and sisters, everyone who are blessed.
我们看见保罗怎么样一蒙恩得救，他就看他在那里宣讲耶稣。
We see how this new believer Paul would start preaching Christ right away.
传福音是每一个神儿女神所托给我们的使命。
And we know that it is also likewise we have the same commission to preach the gospel to others.
你说我才刚刚得救。
And one may find excuse that I'm just newly saved.
也许我圣经还没读过一遍。
And I have not yet read through the Bible once.
也许我很多的真理，我说我还不是能够讲得很清楚。
And I'm not clear about a lot of truths in the Bible.
但是每一个神儿女，你一得救就能够为主耶稣基督来做见证。
But we see from the example of Paul that right after you are saved, you are able to talk about Christ to others.
因为我们的生命改变了。
And because we have changed lives within.
保罗他一得救，他就传福音。
So Paul preached the gospel right after he was saved.
为主做见证。
And he gave his testimony for Christ.
使徒行传第九章二十三节说，过了好些日子。
And verse 23 says that after many days,
犹太人商议要杀扫罗。
And the Jews plotted together to do away with him.
我们知道这边讲到都是讲到扫罗。
And here, his name was still called Saul.
在后面神把他的名字改为叫做保罗。
And later on, his name was changed into Paul.
从一个高大改成一个微小叫做保罗。
Saul means high and exalted, and then changed to a name Paul.
这边讲说过了好些日子。
And then here it says many days had elapsed.
有许多读圣经的学者告诉我们说，那这段日子很可能是指着保罗他在亚拉伯有三年的时间。
And so the Bible scholar had to give reference to these many days as the 3 years of Paul in the wilderness.
在加拉太书第一章十一节和十二节。
In Galatians chapter 1 verses 11 and 12.
我们一起来读一下。
And let's read them.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意志，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。十七节和十八节，请我们一起来读一下。也没有到耶路撒冷去，就是那也比我先做使徒的，唯独往亚拉伯去，后又回到大马色。过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同住了十五天。所以当我们读到使徒行传第九章， 他就从第二十三节之后就讲到他往耶路撒冷去。
And so it, from Acts 9:23 we see he went from Arabia, he went from this place to Arabia.
在加拉太书里面讲说是过了三年他上耶路撒冷去。
And then Galatians says that after 3 years then he went from there to Jerusalem.
我们没有看见使徒行传记载很清楚说三年的时间里面他到底在那里做了哪些的事情。
So what did Paul do within that 3 years?
就是说过了好些日子。
It only says that from Acts that many days passed.
但是我们从加拉太书里面他告诉我们。
So from Galatians we know,
保罗在那里他所领受的启示所有的看见。
That Paul had received revelation.
他不是从人领受的。
And those are not from men.
也不是人所教导的。
Nor taught by men.
乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
But comes from the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们就看见说当保罗蒙恩得救。
And so we know that after Paul was saved,
他到亚拉伯这个地方有三年之久。
So he stayed in Arabs for 3 years.
这段好像是一个隐藏的日子。
And those were like the hidden days for Paul.
在这段日子的里面他从我们的主来领受那个启示。
So while he was hidden in Christ, he received the revelation.
当保罗告诉我们说我们的神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
Then later on, Paul says that our God is glad to reveal his son in us.
神乐意启示他的儿子。
Yet God takes pleasure in revealing His Son in us.
因为很多时候神的子民们会讲说，怎么样得着神的启示呢？
And so many people ask that how do you receive the revelation of from God?
需要花多少的功夫，多少的努力？
And what kind of effort you must put into this in order to exchange for the revelation?
好像我们想说，这是一件好难好难得着的事情。
And then we think that this is a very hard thing to achieve.
但是保罗在加拉太书告诉我们，神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
But Paul simply says in Galatians that God is willing and pleased to reveal His Son in us.
当我们来到主的面前
，So all we need to do is come before Him.
我们的主乐意向我们显现
，And understand that He is willing and pleased to reveal His Son.
他乐意向我们说话
，And speak to us.
他渴望我们来认识他
，And God longs for us to know Him.
来知道他的心意
，And to know of His heart.
我们想说这三年的时间
And we know of this 3 years time,
对保罗来讲好像没有特别记载他外面做了多少的工作
And the Bible did not record much about his external work at all.
但是神在这里怎么样预备他
But those were the time that God had to prepare him.
怎么样来向他启示神的自己
And how the Lord revealed himself more and more to him.
弟兄姊妹我们从得救开始
And so therefore, after we are saved,
我们要知道神在每一个神儿女的身上有他荣耀的计划。
And we know that God has this glorious purpose on each of us.
神怎么样拣选了保罗
？And how He has chosen Paul.
怎么样预备这个器皿
？Then He prepared this vessel.
今天神也在这里预备我们。
And God is doing the same thing with us.
一面来说，不是我们都预备好了，我们才开始传福音。
So we clearly know that it's not because we are all prepared well and then we start preaching the gospel.
从他在大马从他一得救他就那里宣讲耶稣
So we know he started preaching the gospel right from the beginning in a place called Damascus
但是另外一面来讲又有这三年在亚拉伯的这段时间里面神怎么样亲自来启示他的自己
But then we also see that within 3 years God continues to reveal himself to Paul
哦，今天我们对主的认识我们里面要有一个渴望
So that we must desire to know more about God.
我们里面对许多属灵的事情，我们要知道说，照着我们所该知道的，主啊，我还是不知道。
So we take the attitude that according to what we should know by now, we still don't know enough.
有时候我们跟一些人交通，你发现
sometimes we talk with some people.
他好像什么都懂的。
And as if they know everything.
不但天文地理，他什么知识都有。
And they know from the heavens to the earth, every single part of the earth, they know everything.
对于属灵的事，他也有很多很多的知识。
And even they have opinions about a lot of spiritual stuff.
很多属灵的名词。
And they have many terms that they can use.
弟兄姊妹，但是当我们在分享的时候
，But then as we have fellowship with them,
有时候你就觉得说，到底这位主，我们是不是真的知道他？
But then we always question that, do we truly know him?
我们是不是真的认识他?
Do we truly know the Lord Jesus?
我们是不是真的认识这条道路是怎么样?
And do we know how to tread upon this way?
我们需要把自己交在主的手里面。
And then we take the humble attitude that we must entrust ourselves in him.
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
And knowing that God is pleased to reveal his son in us.
叫我们看见了这位荣耀的主。
And so that we may see the Christ in glory.
我们就能够说别事请勿向我提。
And so that Therefore, we are not mindful of other things.
今天可能有很多事情会来搅扰我们。
And perhaps we are bothered by many things we encounter in lives.
但是今天我们若对主有一个真的认识。
But we truly know the Lord.
主真的充满我们的眼目。
And if our eyes are filled with the Lord's vision.
刚刚那首诗歌，我已看见基督荣面。
And like a hymn we just sang that we have seen his glorious face.
别事请勿向我提。
And so that don't mention to us anything else.
向我们面就被主他荣耀的显现抓住。
And that means that we are continuously laid hold of by his vision.
当保罗能够说人都不要搅扰我。
And therefore Paul said that don't bother me any man.
有很多人甚至在那里控告他在那里论断他
and even many people condemn him and judged him
保罗能够说连我自己都不论断自己
then Paul could reply simply that I don't judge myself either
哦，人都不要搅扰我
and so therefore don't bother me
他已经看见了基督的容面
because all that matters to him was the glorious face of Christ
这是第一段他大概有三年的时间
and that is the first period of his 3 years
我们下面看第二段保罗在耶路撒冷
Then the second period is about his time in Jerusalem
我们读一下第九章二十六节到二十九节
We'll read from 9:26 through 29
扫罗到了耶路撒冷想与门徒结交他们却都怕他不信他是门徒唯有巴拿巴接待他领去见使徒把他在路上怎么看见主主怎么向他说话他在大马色怎么奉耶稣的名放胆传道都述说出来于是扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒出入来往奉主的名放胆传道并说希利尼话的犹太人讲论辩驳他们却都想法子要杀他好这边就讲到扫罗到了耶路撒冷扫罗到了耶路撒冷
So Paul came to Jerusalem here
我想这些门徒们听见这个扫罗他过去的名声是非常非常不好的
And so the disciples of course knew about Paul's reputation in the past
他讲到说他们都怕他不信他是门徒
So the Bible says that they don't believe that he was the disciples and because they were afraid of him
这边讲到有一个人叫做巴拿巴
Then there's this person called Barnabas
他的名字叫做劝慰子
And his name is also means the comforter
巴拿巴很特别他愿意接待保罗
And Barnabas simply just accepted Paul
引他去见使徒
And he even led him to the apostles.
我们看见扫罗这个时候开始，他在耶路撒冷。
And so we see the Barnabas, Paul was in Jerusalem.
他可以和门徒出入来往。
And so he was dealing with the disciples.
这边又讲到说，他奉主的名放胆传道。
And then in the name of the Lord, he boldly spoke about Jesus.
好，等我们读到十七节，二十二章十七节。使徒行传二十章十七节讲到后来我回到耶路撒冷在殿里祷告的时候魂游向外
and so in Acts 22 verse 17 it says that and it came about when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple I fell into a trance
二十一节讲说主向我说你去吧我要差你远远的往外邦人那里去
and so the Lord said to him that go for I will send you far away to the Gentiles
保罗他来到耶路撒冷大概在主后是三十九年
and Paul came to Jerusalem about 39 AD
我们看见在这段时间里面他在耶路撒冷他也放胆传道
and so he preached the word boldly in Jerusalem
但是有一件很特别的事情。
But then a special thing happened.
讲到说他在殿里祷告的时候。
That while he was praying in the temple.
在殿里祷告的时候。
He was praying in the temple.
然后主向他显现。
He fell into the trance and saw the vision.
主把在他身上所有的托付来告诉他。
And so the Lord had given him the great commission.
要差遣他往外邦人那里去。
And send him far away to the Gentiles.
所以保罗在这里他得到了这样的一个使命。
And so, this becomes Paul's vocation.
我们看见他后面一路上一生为主来摆上。
And then how he lived the rest of his days on earth.
我们这次在中国去服侍。
So, we just returned from mainland China after some service there.
到江西有一个地方叫做益阳。
And we went to a province, Jiangxi, a place called 益阳。
那在那里，我们在那里聚会，遇到很多弟兄姊妹。在一个小村子里面，这个村子里面呢，他们是好多年前是从萧山被打发来到江西。
So we met a group of brothers from this small village, and they were originally sent by Xiaoshan Church to settle there.
他们说他们这一批第一批移民过去的时候，整个那片地方其实是一个荒芜的地点。
So when this first group of immigrants arrived to that place, it was completely desolate.
他们得了那个地点，就开始在那里开垦。
So after they obtained a piece of land, then they start cultivating the place.
然后他们建立了五个小的村庄，有五个茅棚。
And from that center, they started the five small farm place.
他们也带我们去看。
And then they built some huts there, and then they show us.
这个茅棚呢，墙壁呢，就是用那个他们当地的红土所立起来。
So all those huts were built up by the red mud.
那上面就是一些木头跟竹子，然后上面就是放茅草。
And then they put some woods and bamboo and put some straw on top of it to be the roof.
到现在，他们还在那里聚会。
Until today, they still use those huts for the meetings.
啊，我们一看，虽然你说外面看起来这么的不起眼。
And so, although externally they are not much to look at,
但是那边是他们整个在江西传福音开始的据点。
But that becomes the stronghold for them to preach the gospel from this province, Jiangxi.
他们现在大概有1000多所的教会。
And now they have more than 1,000 churches.
超过10万的弟兄姊妹。
And more than 100,000 believers.
当我们培训的时候，从各处他们派。几位过来。
So when we had some training conference, and they each place sent a few brothers and sisters to come.
那这些培训的，他们都不是从萧山来的。
But then all those people who attend our conference did not come from 萧山。
他们都是后来福音传给他们。
And they were the settlers from 萧山。
那这些人，他们也起来为主做见证。
And they all stood up to be the witnesses for the Lord.
但是我在那里看见。第一批这些弟兄姊妹们，他们受打发。
And so I was very touched hearing that these people were willing to be sent by the church.
那个时候一听见有这个需要，他们愿意离开他们的家园。
And they said that when they hear the needs of the Lord, then they were willing to depart from their homeland.
他们放下他们所有习惯的生活。
And they were willing to let go of what they used to.
一批弟兄姊妹就这样子移民到另外一个城市去。
And a large group of believers just were willing to resettle at an strange place.
他们不是去那里做一个短期的宣教啊布道，他们就回去。不，他们是整个家就搬到那里去。
It was not a short-term missionary trip, but rather they resettled their whole households.
我们当中有一位姊妹最近来哈，她就是第三代移民的第三代。
And there's a sister who just joining our church recently, and she is the third generation of those settlers.
所以那天在聚会时候，有一位弟兄坐我旁边。
So when I was in the conference in China, a brother sat next to me.
他是一个茅棚的负责弟兄。
And he was the responsible brothers of one of those huts.
我就跟他提到说，哎，我们当中最近有一个姊妹，好像也是从你们这里来的。
Then I just casually mentioned that there's a sister who comes to our church, and she says she comes from your place.
然后我跟他讲是什么名字。
Then I told him what is her name.
他说她就是我的女儿啊。
And he just kindly said, "Oh, that's my daughter."
感谢主，我们看见第一代、第二代， 他们在那里侍奉，现在第三代主也要得着他们。
And when, so we saw the first and second generations were still serving faithfully in the place, and then the Lord is going to obtain the third generation as well.
今天神在保罗的身上怎么样呼召他？
And so how God had called Paul into service.
你要往外邦人那里去。
That you are to go far away into the Gentiles.
神怎么差遣他出去？
And how the Lord sent him.
当我们看见今天有这么多神的儿女，他们说：“主啊，我在这里。”
And so we see throughout the Bible, there's so many people answer to the Lord, "I am here."
请打发我。
Please send me.
当我们遇见这些，他们愿意放下所有的，他们听见主的差遣，他们就前往。
And so when we meet these people, some of these people, that they were willing and they actually had gone.
哦，今天看见有这么多神的儿女在那边蒙恩了，得救了，整个福音在那里传遍了。
So from them we see the result is so many people believe and the gospel preached.
从耶路撒冷，我们看见在下面第九章第三十节和第三十一节，我们先读第三十节。
So Acts 9:30-31.
弟兄们知道了，就送他下该撒利亚，打发他往大树去。好，那我们看见这个大树呢，是基利家的大树。
And so this Tarsus is a household of Gilead.
那保罗在二十二章第三节，保罗说：“我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树。”
And so Paul had.Then later on explained that he was from that place.
所以这是保罗出生的地方。
And that was his birthplace.
在基利家，在叙利亚这些境界里面，保罗在这边差不多也有过了五年的时间。
And in the land of Gilead and Syria, and he spent time about 5 years there.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见从保罗蒙恩得救，他怎么样在大马色，他在那里传福音。
So we see how from the beginning he preached the gospel in Damascus.
但是同样的，在那一段时间，大概有三年，在亚拉伯的旷野，神怎么样向他启示神的自己。
And then how he received the revelation for 3 years long in Arabia.
然后有一年的时间，他在耶路撒冷。
And then he went to Jerusalem for about a year.
保罗是一个祷告的人。
And Paul was a praying person.
从开始他正祷告。
And from the beginning, we saw how when he was praying.
在殿里，他在祷告，神向他显现。
And he prayed in the temple of the Lord, and then the Lord appeared to him.
差遣他往外邦人那里去。
And to send him to the Gentiles.
在这里到了大树，基利家的大树。
And up to verse 30, he now came to Tarsus.
这段又是经过了差不多五年的时间。
And there's another 5 years period of time.
所以我们看见。好像使徒行传并没有讲得这么清楚，在五年当中，保罗到底做了什么事情？
And still, we don't see clearly what Paul had done in that 5 years in the land of Tarsus.
但是我们读到林后第十二章里面，
But then 2 Corinthians chapter 12,
保罗他讲到说，他认得一个在基督里的人。
And Paul said that he knows a person in Christ.
那这个人他不讲说是谁。
And he did not mention the name of this person.
但是我们都知道，应该就是保罗他自己。
But then we know that he is talking actually about himself.
然后他在前十四年有一个经历。
And he talked about the 14 years, the experience 14 years prior.
他怎么样被提到三层天上去
？That how he was taken up into the third heavens.
啊，他怎么样听见隐秘的言语
？And how he heard the voice in secrets.
弟兄姊妹，保罗不是一被提过三层天，他就大肆的宣扬。
And Paul did not boast of himself after he had this experience in the third heavens.
过了十四年，他提到这件事。
And only after 14 years, he just briefly mentioned this.
他也不说他，他说有一个人。
And he still did not mention that it's himself.
但是我们知道，在保罗出来服侍主整段过程的里面，主先在这里预备他。
And so we know that actually throughout this time that the Lord was preparing Paul still.
主要得着这个器皿。
Because the Lord wants to completely obtain this vessel.
哦，我们看见有差不多十年的时间。
And so therefore, if we add them up, it's about 10 years' time.
从他遇见了主。
From the time he first met the Lord,
他得救了,
that he was saved,
到他出来旅行步道, 为主公开的在外面这样的来服侍他,
and before, to the time before his missionary trips, openly.
从他一得救, 我们看见保罗, 他就是一个传福音的人,
and from the beginning, we saw that he was an evangelist.
他在那里把福音传扬出去,
and that he preached the gospel from the beginning.
他见证耶稣是基督, 是神的儿子,
and to testify Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
接着我们看见从他早期, 他就开始建立教会,
and so how he built up the church right from the start.
那时犹太加利利撒玛利亚各处教会都得平安被建立,
and the church throughout all Judea, Galilee, Samaria enjoyed peace and being built up.
凡是敬畏主蒙圣灵的安慰, 人数就增多了,
and so they went on in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it continued to increase in numbers.
我们盼望说从保罗出蒙恩的这几年时光里,
and so from the time he was first saved,
我们能够一同来有一些的学习,
and though we can learn from him already,
我们羡慕他能够遇见这么大的一个启示, 这么大的光,
and we admire the revelation, the great light that he received,
因为保罗是一个这么特别的器皿,
and then we think he was very special.
我们也稀奇保罗他一次一次出外旅行布道, 为主做这么大的工作,
and we also amazed that time and again he went out on missionary trips and to do the greater works.
我们也稀奇保罗他写这么多的书信, 那个启示亮光是这么的高,
and we amazed that many parts of the scripture was written by Paul. He has such high revelations.
但是我想今天我们认识到, 好像使徒行传第九章, 就是短短的有几节的经节,
but then only there are only a few verses in chapter 9 of Acts.
你有很多的记载, 到底保罗他做了哪些的工作,
and then the Bible did not record exactly what Paul had done.
但是这些日子的里面,
but then in these days,
我们看见有的三年, 有的一年, 有的五年的时间,
and we see the 1 year, the 3 years, the 5 years,
主在这里怎么样预备这个器皿,
and we know and conclude that this is how the Lord was preparing Paul.
我们渴望我们把自己奉献在主的手里,
and so therefore we likewise want to consecrate ourselves to him,
让主来得着我们,
so he may obtain us fully,
让主来预备我们,
so that the Lord may also prepare us.
我们不晓得 主要预备多久,
and we don't know how long this preparation time will be for us.
但是我们知道主怎么样乐意向保罗启示他自己,
but then we know that God is always willing and pleased to reveal his son.
主也乐意将他自己启示在我们的里面,
and how he revealed to Paul is likewise revealing to us.
也许对我们来讲, 这个预备是我们一生之久的预备,
and some of us may go through the whole life time for this preparation, but we nevertheless desire this,
得着耶稣基督的启示,
and to receive the revelation of Jesus Christ.
很多时候我们今天所认识的, 真的是好像过去我们从来没有认识过,
and then when we have the revelation, then we know that what we used to know was not enough.
今天我们遇见的爱, 主啊, 是从来我们还没有遇见过的,
and the love that we receive today is always better than the one before.
哦, 因为主的爱实在太深了,
and because it deep is his love,
因为主的自己实在太丰富了,
and rich is his life.
我们看见保罗他怎么样得着主的差遣,
and so how Paul was sent from by the Lord.
今天主在我们每一个人的身上有他的使命,
and then we know also that each of us carried his commission.
也许今天主给你是一个大的使命,
and some of us receive a great commission.
啊, 你到非洲去,
and perhaps you go to Africa.
啊, 你到哪里去, 为他来做见证,
or any other place you are to be his testimony.
今天主也许给我们的使命, 是把一个托一只羊交在你的手里,
or perhaps even as small as to look after another person.
你牧养我的羊,
and the Lord call us to shepherd his sheep.
也许别人看说, 这好像不是一个怎么大的使命,
and perhaps some may feel that it is not a great thing.
弟兄姊妹, 但是主若差遣, 主若托付, 今天巴不得我们有一颗心说, 从主来领受,
but then if it is from the Lord, it is always a great thing that we should follow through.
主怎么样差遣, 保罗,
how he sent Paul,
今天他在我们每一个神儿女身上, 他有他的使命。
And today, each of us also receive his commission.
盼望我们愿意忠心的在主所托付的事情上。
And may we all be faithful in his commission.
我们看见当保罗怎么样得着三层天上的启示。
And so we see how we desire also to have the revelation in the third heavens.
今天他必须从主那里领受从神隐秘处的话语。
And so how he hear the words in secret.
今天我们的神乐意向我们来施恩，向我们来说话。
And today the Lord also will speak to us.
今天我们说怎么样是三层天上的经历。
And some may wonder, what is this experience in the third heavens?
怎么样保罗有这么特别的一些经历。
And how may one experience such a marvelous thing?
当保罗告诉我们的时候。
But then when Paul tells us,
弟兄姊妹，今天我们特别认识。
So we will then very much know,
这些经历并不是一些神奇的经历。
And all these experiences are not for us to pay attention to.
那今天我们的主他乐意住在我们的里面。
But understand this one thing that he is willing to abide in us.
有一首诗歌讲到说有主的同在就是天堂。
And a hymn had told us that the presence of the Lord is the heaven for us.
我们今天所羡慕的不是一件很神奇的很特别的。
We are not to go after special experiences.
今天我们乃是宝贵，主就住在我们的里面。
But we treasure the faith that Jesus Christ dwells in us.
有主的同在就是天堂。
And where He is, there the heaven.
在我们人生每一个小站，每一个台阶。
In each stage or each threshold that we go through.
啊，无论是高山，无论是低谷。
Whether they are high mountains or we are in deep valley.
我们经历到我们的主与我们同在。
And may we all experience Him every day.
他与我们同行。
And He is walking with us.
他此刻真的就在我们的里面，不离
开我们。He dwells in us and never forsake us.
啊，我们感谢主。
And so we thank Him.
我们看见神怎么样预备保罗成为他可用的器皿。
And so God prepared Paul for a long time.
这是他所拣选的。
And because whom He has chosen.
这是神花了时间，花了代价在这里预备他。
So He continued to spend time and to prepare Him.
原告皆恩。我们里面也有一个渴望。
And so therefore we also desire this.
我们都是主所拣选的。
And because we are already chosen by the Lord.
我们都是在他手中要成为贵重的器皿。
And we also know that we may be the noble vessels in his hand.
今天我们也愿意把自己奉献在主的面前。
And therefore we yield ourselves to him as well.
让他来制作我们。
That he may prepare himself, he may prepare us for him.
让他来预备我们。
And so that we may be prepared by him.
什么时候有需要
And wherever there's a need,
我们听见主的差遣
then we may be able to hear his voice.
什么时候我们经历到主在深处与我们的同在
And as we experience him in a deep way,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
哦，在荣耀里的基督
Oh, the Christ in glory.
将我们的心全照亮
That he has illuminated our hearts.
当主向我们一显现
And when he appears,
所有世界上的事情，次第变色成朦胧。
Then all the earthly things will become dim.
所有主以外的事情不再抓住我们。
And everything outside of the Lord cannot seize us anymore.
当荣耀的主向我们显现。
And when this glorious Christ reveals himself to us.
他将我们的心全照亮。
Let all my heart, innermost heart will be brightened.
将我们蒙何等大的福分。
And so we may be blessed.
我们原本是艰苦疲困来度人生的。
Originally, we suffering and laboring in toil.
在世界上没有指望，没有神。
And without God, without hope in this world.
但是今天我们蒙恩得救了。
But after we are saved,
我们被主的光所照亮。
And when we can walk in this His light,
被主自己所吸引。
And to be drawn deeper in Him.
我们今天走一个上行的道路。
And so we can be ascending on this path.
这条道路主耶稣说我就是道路
And therefore the Lord says I am the way
保罗原本逼迫信奉走这条道路的
Originally Paul persecuted those who is on this way
今天他在一个荣耀的路上
And today he realized that this way is the glorious way
我们也都在这个路上
And not only him, us as well
一同侍奉我们的永生神
That we may serve the eternal God together
好我们再来唱诗歌第三百 339首。
So we'll sing this hymn again, 339.
我已看见基督的容颜。